And now, back to brainstorming with Billy.
A perfectly good brain wasted.
Now, here's your host, Billy the Brain.
Welcome back. This is Bill Frank, and you're listening to Brainstorming with Billy the Brain here on KKZZ, Positive Talk Radio for Ventura and Santa Barbara counties. Every show has a theme, and today's theme is Fun Friday. Each of my guests has an interesting topic, no two of which are alike. My first guest is a management consultant and best-selling business author. He's written the management book he wishes he had had when he started in business. We discussed his latest book, Being the Boss. My second guest is a recovering former collegiate baseball player who's turned to journalism. He's written about an underreported episode in President Ronald Reagan's presidency, the attempted assassination by John Hinckley Jr. Wednesday, as you know, marks the 30th anniversary of the attempt. We talk to him about his book, Rawhide Down. My next guest is perfect for Fun Friday. We all have to work, even on Friday, but she's written the book to find ways to make work fun. We'll discuss 301 ways to have fun at work. And as always, if you want to join in the conversation, you can call us at 639-0008. Leslie Yerkes, her measure of success as a business leader and a consultant is to be considered a trusted advisor. She founded Catalyst Consulting Group back in 1987. Her philosophy is simple. People are basically good, well-intentioned, courageous, and able to learn. Her job is to provide a framework in which people can draw on their own inner resources to find creative solutions. Leslie is the co-author of the best-selling 301 Ways to Have Fun at Work. Leslie earned her Master's of Science in Organizational Behavior at the Weatherford Graduate School of Business at Case Western Reserve University. She graduated cum laude from Wittenberg University. She lives and works in Cleveland, Ohio. Welcome to the show, Leslie. How are you today?
Oh, Billy, it's great to be here. And that was a mouthful.
It was. I tell you, but honestly, it's just a list of all of your accomplishments.
That's right.
Yeah.
Well, here in the world of work, having fun.
That's the important thing. So welcome to the show. And it sounds like having fun at work really, to me, sounds like an oxymoron. And yet we spend about a third of our life, or at least a third of our day, at work. So why shouldn't we have fun? What prompted you to write this book?
Well, Billy, it goes back to my childhood, quite honestly, when I made a simple observation as a child, watching my father leave for work in the morning, and then my mother left for work in the morning. They worked long and hard, returned later in the evening. Sometimes we sat together at the dinner table, and they talked about their work. And so as a very young child, I made the observation, you know what I think I'm going to do when I grow up? I think I'm going to be expected that I will have to work. And if I add up the hours, they're going to expect me to work hard and long and spend more time probably at work than I might with my family and friends. So I figured that out soon.
Wow.
But as I went along my way as a child, first sort of selling plums off the family's tree, and then babysitting, and then in my teens as a fast food worker, I would come home and do what my parents did, talk about work at the dinner table. But what I would do is be that chronic observer I am in life, and I observe the disconnects. Supervisors not respecting employees, employees having ideas that they couldn't get heard, power struggles and issues of control, and I didn't understand, and I'd come home and tell my parents about these disconnects. And I got two very different answers. My father, the World War II generation who worked hard and was very loyal, simply asked the question when I was saying, why is it that supervisors treat their employees like this? His only asked question of me was, Leslie, but are you working hard enough? That German work ethic of, but are you working hard enough? And I thought, yes, I am, but Daddy, why do they treat them like this? And he said, honey, you're not going to love your supervisor, and you may not even like your work, but suck it up. Work hard.
That's why they call it work.
Exactly. At 16, that didn't rest with me very well.
Okay.
So I turned to my mother and said, Mom, why? Why? How can I find a place to work where my ideas are valued and my energy considered, and I can have a conversation with my supervisor that is respectful? And she said, you know, Les, my advice to you is not your father's advice, but it's figure out what you do best, find a place that values that, grow yourself, make a contribution. Honey, follow your bliss. And you know what? At 16, that didn't quite make any sense to me either. So I knew I didn't like suck it up, and I wasn't so sure what my mother meant about follow your bliss. But what I did know was the expectation of my parents would be that I was going to work and work hard and be expected to work, and that I'd spend a lot of hours doing that. And I don't know about you, but I want to love what I do. And when I do it better than other people. And because our work lives are so much a part of who we are in America, I, too, wanted to have fun, joy, meaning, expression, and enjoy the company of the people I worked with. And so, quite honestly, I'm self-employed because I didn't find that very many places. And I researched it because I value it so much. And 15 years of research about fun at work and about 8 books later, I know that fun at work is not a nice to have, but a need to have. And it's not simply the fun of spinning in your chair or dressing up or ice cream Sundays and Friday. It's not the doing stuff. It's who are you being when you bring the best of your whole self to work each day.
All right.
That's what is important.
We're talking to Leslie Yerkes, everybody. 301 ways to have fun at work. And Leslie, men, maybe even more so than women, really identify themselves a lot with what they do in work. But your whole idea of having fun at work, and I'm just going to play the devil's advocate here, isn't it too airy-fairy for most businesses to implement, especially today in the kind of the no-frills, nose-to-the-grindstone work environment that the recent downturn in the economy has forced upon us?
Well, I am an author second and a business consultant first.
Mm-hmm.
So if I can't build a case for something that is tangible and measurable and returns to that company, I probably don't do it. So in my pursuit of studying fun at work, I looked at the organizations who had a reputation of having a fun work culture, who outperformed on all of the standard metrics that businesses are measured on, and said, what is it then about your right work and the way you work in your culture that makes it so much fun? How is that investment returned to your workplace? And I have a long list. When you get fun and work blended together in such a way, it stimulates creativity and innovation. And we need that when the world is challenging and hard. Good ideas and better ways to do it are important.
True.
It fosters commitment and ownership among all members of the organization. We find that morale goes up, and when morale goes up, thus goes productivity. And because when it's fun, it's not so much work. It secures the morale of your employees. It impacts productivity. It counters the effects of stress. When you can find a way that you experience some joy, meaning, satisfaction, and even some fun, you counter the stress that is so sort of all around our working too hard these days. It acts as a vaccine for burnout. It becomes the glue for social relationships. We want to work with people that we like and can enjoy their company, and we actually want to be customers of organizations that feel good when we work with them. When you bring your fun self to work, it often mends conflicts and heals hurt. It stimulates renewal and activity. It reduces absenteeism, and I found that it even has impact on a person's health, so health care expenses go down. Across the bottom line, it could be measured in financial terms.
Well, very compelling argument. We're talking to Leslie Yerkes, everybody, about her book, 301 Ways to Have Fun at Work. So let's get to it, because your book really does a great job of breaking down and making the work environment a fun place from simple changes in a lot of different areas. And let me just enumerate them, and then we'll come back and talk about each one individually. The work environment, making communication fun, making training fun, making meetings fun. I want to hear more about that. Recognition, team building, and just what you call simple acts of fun. So let's start, first of all, are these things additive? Do you need to make the work environment fun before you can make your meetings fun, or can these be done independent of each other?
As I said, this has been a journey, and the first book is all ideas. What do you do? My second book, entitled Fun Works, Creating Places Where People Love to Work, is about who are you being to create this culture. They're the 1-2 punch. You must bring the value that work and fun can be done well together, and then do the things. Bring your fun self. They go together. And there's no starting point. Just give yourself permission to bring your best self, your hardworking self, your smart self, and your fun self to every endeavor. And then give permission to letting people around you do that too. If you take yourself too seriously, you might make it all too hard. In fact, there's a favorite quote of mine in the second book. Herodotus, very old, goes back to Greece, said, if a man insisted always on being serious and never allowed himself a bit of fun and relaxation, he would go mad or become unstable without knowing it.
Very poignant indeed. We're talking to Leslie Yerkes, everybody. Leslie, so can we talk about maybe some of the specifics in each of these that listeners who are hearing the sound of our voice could maybe implement in their workplace today? And I want to come back to meetings since I sort of singled that out as we were enumerating these. What can one do to make meetings a little bit more fun? How do you bring your fun self to a meeting?
Well, there are so many ideas, and one of the things I do know, Billy, and I trust is people know how to do this. They don't need a training manual. It doesn't have to cost any extra money or any extra time. They just need to be invited. But simple thing, I had groups of people coming to a meeting that they were a little bit resistant to want to come. They didn't know what was being done. They didn't necessarily think they wanted to work with the other people. And I, that morning, stopped at the convenience store and bought lottery tickets. And as they walked in the room, I thanked them for being on time, which was a behavior I wanted to reinforce, and handed them a lottery ticket. And we started the meeting. It was a positive surprise. They got instantly reinforced for coming. And then I ran a very technically good meeting with a great agenda and a focus. So I did the technical side of meeting being fun. I introduced people in a fun way using a Nerf ball to have every person receive the ball and tell something about themselves. And the Nerf ball is actually the facilitator. The simple rule is he who has the ball gets to be the person we focus on, listen to, and hear, and the ball isn't happy till it visits with everyone. So it's a more fun way to do introductions. I had lots of that woven into a very, very substantive agenda. What was the best surprise of all was before we left, they said, so what do you want us to do with these lottery tickets? And I said, well, they're yours. There's a big lottery drawing tonight. What do you think? And they said, but, could we make an agreement? And I said, well, what is it that you want to agree to? And this was a group of people who didn't want to work together at the very beginning. If one of us wins, could we split it all equally?
Wow.
So in that meeting, with that simple, positive, surprising gesture that was something I wanted to do to break the way it had always been done, by the end of the meeting, they were prepared to share their winnings.
Pretty incredible. Awesome.
In positive ways. It is. It's simple stuff, you guys. Don't make this work because it's not been fun.
All right. Now, talk to me a little bit more about making the work environment fun. What do you do there? Do you put up posters? What are some of the ideas that you have for making the work environment more fun, Leslie?
The first and easiest thing to remember is ask them. Ask the people who work there. What would create an environment for you that would be more conducive to you bringing the best of your whole self here? What would it be like for you? One of the things I've learned is, my definition of fun isn't the same as your definition of fun. So if I think I can think of all the best ways, I'm delusional. I should just ask you when you have those ideas. For some people, it might be color, it might be music, it might be the way the place is decorated. It might be dogs. Can we have an open environment where people are permitted to bring their pets to work? For one workplace, the minute they made a coffee counter, they started to have meals together on Fridays where everybody could sit around this counter, and suddenly people who didn't talk to each other now were talking to each other because they were breaking bread together. Physical space is really important. How you design it will either create flowing connections or not. So be thoughtful about your environment.
All right. In the book, you also point out making communication fun, Leslie. And by the way, we're talking to Leslie Yerkes, everybody. 301 ways to have fun at work. You talk about making communication fun. How do you make communication fun? Because that's just a necessary thing that everybody does every single day in sort of a natural way. What do you mean about making communication fun?
Well, there's all sorts of ways you can make communication fun. One is I'm very select on my use of words. I use words that are strong and positive and thoughtful and intentional. So instead of telling people we have a problem, we have a challenge, an adventure, an opportunity. Pick your words carefully. Illustrate your communication in a way that brightens people up. And the biggest lesson I'm going to say to people is careful, careful, careful about this thing called email. It's not communication. Everything that is learned, understood, healed, invented, happens in conversation. So really, if you want to make it fun, get out of your chair, go to the other person, take yourself to an interesting location, and ask an open-ended positive question, and you'll get a lot more spirit of fun and engagement and investment from that person. So be really thoughtful about the content and how you deliver it and how you engage.
Okay, that makes sense. And then you have something called the simple acts of fun, and that intrigued me as well. What are just some simple things that you could be walking down the hall today and do to make things more fun at work?
Well, one of them is the simplest of all. A smile bridges anything in life. So quite honestly, smile and laugh a lot. When I walk around organizations and I hear laughter, I know that there is health behind that. So make eye contact, smile, use people's names, and do something that happens at Southwest Airlines all the time, which is a remarkable company that does fun work, the best that I know of. They, when you enter a plane, often use your name because it's on your ticket. Naming and making it personal is so important. But they say something to you. Nice tie, great haircut, great shoe shine. Make things personal. Comment on folks in a positive way, and you uplift everyone's spirit.
Oh, very encouraging. We're talking to Leslie Yerkes, everybody, 301 Ways to Have Fun at Work. Leslie, I liked in the book, too, that you've got a list at the back of the book. It's an outline. It's a 12-step program for fun in your book. And I guess my first question, this is rhetorical, why are these programs always 12 steps? But give us the 12 steps to creating more fun at work.
Well, Billy, I was poking a little bit fun at the 12-step program that is so widely known in AA. So this is the 12th step for the chronically serious people. If you want to stop being so serious, put yourself on this 12-step program. Very quickly, the first step is start with yourself. Don't expect the fun to begin if you want other people to have it. Bring it yourself. Two, inspire it in others. Give them permission to take risks. Don't be afraid to appear silly. Silly isn't always stupid. In fact, it might just be fun. Create an environment that encourages fun. Find little and large ways that make the place comfortable so that people demonstrate their fun and their respect and their trust. You can reinforce that by step number four, celebrating the benefits of fun. We know that what gets recognized gets repeated. So if you catch people doing right and responsible work and having fun too, let them know how valuable that is. The fifth is eliminate boundaries and obstacles that inhibit fun. We don't know how often we constrain ourselves and drive the fun out of every situation. So look at those and actively remove those obstacles. Halfway through, number six, look for the humor in every situation. I think you should take your life and work seriously, but lighten up. The person who can balance doing something very hard with a little lightness probably does it better than someone else. Seventh, it doesn't have to be hard. Follow your intuition. Be spontaneous. People know how to do this. Just do what you think is right. Eight, I love this one. Don't postpone your fun. Don't do something that I call procrastination or joystification. Don't say, I'll have fun tomorrow when I have time. Before you know it, you're on a diet of no fun, and then you're really not an easy person to be with.
And Leslie, we only have about 30 seconds. What are the other four?
Make fun inclusive, include everybody, and it gets more fun. Smile and laugh a lot. Become known as fun-loving. Earn that reputation. And put fun into action in everything that you do.
Very sound advice. We've been talking to Leslie Yerkes, everybody. 301 Ways to Have Fun at Work. Leslie, if people want to learn more about you, learn more about your book, where would you direct them to go on the Internet?
My website is www.changeisfun.com. And if they go up on Amazon or Barnes & Noble and just type in Fun at Work, my books will come up.
That is great. Leslie, thank you so much for being my special guest here on Brainstorming with Billy the Brain. We'll talk to you down the road.
Thank you, Billy. Have fun Friday.
And you too. Take care. Have a great weekend.